When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, this is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen.
Hey everybody, this is Never Seen It. I'm your host, Kyle Ayers. This is the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies they've never seen before, and we read their scripts. Today, joined by the incredibly wonderful, hilarious Kate and Danny Tamborelli, real-life husband and wife. They both have never seen Jersey Girl, but they rewrite it, and we take on their script. And despite both of them being from New Jersey, so we get they come with a wealth of New Jersey knowledge to apply to what they think probably happened most likely in Jersey Girl. Danny, you may know Danny Tamborelli. He was on All That and The Adventures of Pete and Pete in the 90s on Nickelodeon. He and his wife, Kate, have written a book called The First Date Prophecy, a hilarious and nostalgic love story. It is a rom-com set in Brooklyn with a bunch of like 90s nostalgia, and it's inspired by their very own love story and how they met. So go check that out. I have a link to it in the description of this episode. I hope you enjoy both Kate and Danny Tamborelli. They joined me over Zoom, so you know we got a little bit of Zoom audio, but I think it sounds pretty good, and I think you're going to enjoy the episode. And if you're listening, you know, we got a bunch of merch and stuff online. We put that all on sale here through the holidays. KyleAyers.com/shop. We have Kyle's dad hats, tote bags, a bunch of stickers, just wild stuff up there. Use the code Kyle15, get 15% off all that merch. You can get an even bigger discount code if you subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/neverseenit. We have extra episodes. We have ad-free episodes, a whole bunch of stuff. That's patreon.com/neverseenit. Go to KyleAyers.com/shop. And enjoy that. And I hope you enjoy this episode with Kate and Danny Tamborelli. They've never seen Jersey Girl.
I'll say it.
I feel bad whenever someone reached out and they're like, hey, these folks just wrote a book. We asked them to write something for you. I'm like, okay, I'm sure that they're just...
No, that's actually the right place.
I think Danny had more fun writing this than he did the book. I don't know. Like the way he was like giggling to himself. And he worked up to like midnight, and we're tired parents. Like we don't stay up late writing for a lot of things. And last week he was like giggling and loving life as he was working on fitting in every Jersey pun.
You got to go big and,
I've found there's no more specific muse than the state of New Jersey for some people. People who are like have an association with it, they're just like,
Bruce,
this is it for me.
You know, Bruce Springsteen's got it all figured out. Like anybody in Asbury Park who walks around just is automatically transported.
I think Gethard is doing a tour of just New Jersey.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
he's like, I saw him post, he's like, it's like 30 shows. And he's like, we've sold almost 200 tickets to this thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what size are these towns?
I think it's a micro tour where he's like, you know, like 30 to 50 tickets in a place.
Right. But he's doing, like, this one's at Eric's house.
He's doing every county. So, and I think that also might have given me the inspiration. You know, from one Jersey guy to another redheaded Jersey guy to another, sort of.
I mean, it's
strawberry blonde, really. Sorry.
in your Auburn now.
It depends on the lighting.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, he came on and he had never seen Schindler's List, and he was very embarrassed. God. He was like, I don't really know how to like be funny with this. And I'm like, well, you know,
that's a tough one.
It's certainly a tough one.
Sure, you picked it.
Yeah. No one forced you into this. So we'll basically do the script at the beginning, and then I'll record an intro separately. This should be out here in maybe like 10 days or 2 weeks or so. Okay. And then that'll get talking about the book and everything in there, and we'll talk about it at the end as well. But we'll do the script, and then we play some dumb movie games, and then that's it, and we're done. Not even an hour, probably, and we're pretty much set.
Banging out. Cool.
Great. You guys ready?
Yeah, I mean, ready when you are. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
For sure. I'm sorry, good segue. Just bang it out.
Just bang it out. I will bleep that. Everybody, today's guests have never seen Jersey Girl, and so they rewrote it here. I am joined. The script's called Jersey Girl E, which I love. Danny Tamborelli and Kate Detweiler. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I want to thank you for having a title page. It means a lot to me to put that effort in.
I will say that you sent a couple, just to see what you wanted from us, and I did see that a few of them were just neglecting that title page, and it didn't go unnoticed, is what I'm saying.
I mean, so if I spent all that money for Final Draft and then all that money for another update that changed nothing.
That's right.
I'm using the title.
Wow, page. The amazing new, brand new Final Draft. Get everything you wanted and more, which we already have given you. Yeah.
No movies have been made yet because Final Draft wasn't updated. I think that's what caused the strike, was it wasn't courier enough.
It's true. It wasn't courier enough.
Courier, I believe, was the name of the update. So we want to get right into Jersey Girl here, a movie that I have seen, I think. This is how I feel about it. I'm pretty sure I probably have seen that. There was like a moment in time where I first got into thinking maybe comedy was a thing in like early college, and then you see like all the Kevin Smith talking DVDs. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he just does, he talks for like 4 hours.
About being a screenwriter?
Yeah, and like he goes to like the Toronto Music Hall and has like a Q&A that lasts a really long time, and you're like, this is the dream, to have to prepare literally nothing.
All right, I'm just going to open up to the floor for questions.
Yeah, that's all. I have a very distinct moment in my head of someone asking him, they're like, hey, Kevin, I wrote this script, I would love you to read it. And he goes, no. And that was it. And I was just like, okay. I don't think I've ever told anyone no like that before.
No. I mean, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. There was
everybody's pulling at Kevin Smith. He's like, hey, do you want to do a cool indie film? Hey, do you want to do some superhero movies? Hey, do you want to do this movie with Ben Affleck and J-Lo called Jersey Girl?
Like, I'll do them all at once.
I'll do them all. I kept getting this confused with Gigli.
Oh,
I
wow.
I was like, I wasn't sure which one that he directed. Just,
I feel like,
you know,
this
that's,
he
that's
would
my
be
jersey.
Upset hearing
I,
that,
I,
probably.
I'm sure he would. Yeah, I'm sure he would.
I can't believe he said that.
Was that? Oh, I mean, I haven't seen either of them, so I have nothing to go on.
I did watch Gigli. I was doing sort of like a wrestling belt worst movie championship for a little while. Where I would watch a movie and see if it was worse than the bad movie that was currently the champion. And I'd watch Super Babies 2, Geniuses 2, where John Voight is literally Hitler in the movie.
God.
He like plays with like a Nazi thing and walks around with like the goose step. And the baby's and it was
just
so
really
bad.
Really good tight casting.
I know. That movie really skated where the puck was going in 1998. John Voight was like, and who's this based on? Does he have any other stuff I could read? nothing was as bad as that. I watched like five other movies and I was like, the bracket's over. Or whatever, I'm done.
You win.
This is like Goldberg's streak. I'm not going to waste 9 years to tase John Voight.
Your hockey and Mighty Ducks references are also not lost on me.
My hockey references are from that movie. So if someone really likes hockey, I like think a knuckle puck is real and like Wayne Gretzky did it.
Very good. Do you ever say if I got a figure skate, then you got to play hockey? Because that's that's my claim to fame. That and one of the blue balls, and I didn't know what blue balls was when I was 9 years old.
Yeah, still don't. No, I do. Now that I rethink about it, I was about it. This is an embarrassing like blank that I just had.
Please.
I was like, I don't think blue balls has to do with the puck. Okay, no, I remember. So when we get into Jersey Girls here, is there anything that you two would like to preface or anything you carry with you in coming up with your Jersey Girls script?
For the accents. Well, I want to preface saying Danny is great at doing Jersey accent. He has one.
Okay.
I mean, it comes out most often at gas stations in New Jersey. That's okay. What I like really like. He becomes a whole different person when he's ordering gas. But anyway, so he'll be reading this with a great accent.
What do I say?
Boom me a bug alert. Like, I don't know. I can't do it. Well, the whole point is.
I just say, hey, can you fill it up regular? That's what I say.
It's just like the jerseyest thing.
That's true. It does come out of gas stations.
I
was a dumpster diver in gas stations in my youth, so it really shines. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, you have that 3 minutes to yourself.
That's true. Yeah, inside by myself with the backdated, Playboy magazine.
So what else?
She's
divorcing me now. Cool.
I cannot do accents like any kind. I tried doing this. We did a practice round, and Danny said it was too offensive. He said something else meaner than I'm not going to.
People from New Jersey?
That I'm not going to say.
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of. I was like, she's from out by Philly, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, he thinks I have an accent, a pretty Philly accent.
But she doesn't say water, but it's close.
I said water growing up.
You did?
I've changed my ways.
But from Pennsylvania or from the New Jersey part of Philadelphia?
Nice.
No, I'm from the Pennsylvania side Pennsylvania of Philadelphia.
Part. Did you hear that snarky?
And I went to LBI growing up, so that was also not a lot of... Well, I mean, there were Jersey people there, but not in the way like we go to Wildwood now, and that's either Jersey people or that's like Jersey Philly.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of that now, but...
Is there like a rift there, but like people who live in New Jersey and commute to Philadelphia?
No, it's just it's really it's the sporting team.
It's
the rivalry that goes on down in South Jersey. It's confusing because if you're from Jersey, you should like the New Jersey Devils. The Philadelphia Flyers suck. Who cares about that guy Gritty? He can go suck it. You don't want to though. It's just too much. Too much
it'd be a
orange
mess.
Going on. Yeah, it'd be
in
a
New
mess.
Jersey,
it'd
you actually have to pay an attendant to suck it for you, I think.
That's true. That's right. That's right. That's right. You can't do it yourself.
Safety mechanism. They're in Oregon, I believe.
You cannot pull out any upper ribs to do it yourself. There's no Marilyn Mansoning happening
in
Jersey.
We started talking about accents, and now you're talking about removing ribs.
That's the Jersey progression.
That's
yeah,
it. Yeah.
I've always just
successful.
Thought that. Yeah. So is there different Jersey accents?
Well, like you got Northern Jersey is more like, hey, it's like New York, it's like the sixth borough. So like there's people that speak like that.
Can we call it the fifth borough and just have Staten Island be the sixth borough if we're going to go in order?
Well, it's true. Well, people would argue that the sixth borough is Long Island. I would tell you that at one time, Long Island, for anybody listening, when the 50th state was up for grabs, Long Island was nominated to be a state. Imagine if Long Island was a state, we'd be totally screwed in the Electoral College.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Long Island Puerto Rico call up. And we'll just relegate a couple states that are on welfare and call them up like it's a soccer league.
Yeah. I got Nassau County, I got Suffolk County, and the whole island of Puerto Rico ready to go.
I just feel, give me Jersey as the fifth borough. You can get there by boat or bridge. Staten Island, you got to pick one or the other.
That's true. That's okay. True.
Well, I'm excited.
There's no garbage
the
dumps either. Well, there's plenty of garbage dumps.
In Staten Island?
I mean, both places, Jersey too. It would be nice if we just shipped all our garbage to Staten Island. Man, I'm sorry. We're losing Staten Island right now.
That's okay.
We've lost Long Island. Who else are we going to lose? I know at least two
states.
That's
why I'm not doing the Jersey accent. Because then we'll lose all Jersey.
I like they were like, well, the accent was a little offensive, so let's just be cruel to people based on location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. It can be cast, however. I know you guys are running it through. I can be along for the ride. Anything that you want to happen.
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to read the... Do you want to read all the action stuff and we'll do the...
If you all want to Benny and
Jenny. There's only three characters in this movie, which is crazy because you know.
Well, what are we? It's like what?
This is like our version of Hans's movie.
You know? No.
Castaway.
Oh my gosh! What's the sunrise? You know those those two like beautiful like before sunset.
Before sunset.
Yeah. So we were envisioning, you know, this really beautiful night of two people falling in love at a bar in Jersey, where you get some backstory, but it's mostly, you know, all about this one pivotal night. These two souls coming together to.
And Kyle, I do want you to read the title page.
I'll do the title page. Do you want me to do the stage directions? Unless one of you would like to. I'll do it.
No. Okay. We can be the actors, and you can be the director in this table read.
I have a children's instrument kit down here that wasn't like. This is how I score it.
I see why you were. I forgot why he wanted you to read the title page. I understand now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's part of my what I think is funny.
And the entire title page, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, the address and everything too, please.
All right, here we go. Jersey Girl E, written by Danny Tamborelli and Kate Detweiler, based on Jersey Girl. Address 511 Fart Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 69696. Phone number 800-8135.
Which looks like boobies. He did it.
We got all the calculators.
Send that to me in a text like a few weeks into dating. I thought that was funny.
I probably did.
I'm still here.
Some jokes are timeless.
I noticed you didn't put Kate Tamborelli, so I guess you.
What? Oh, yeah. I was trying to be nice.
I will say, Fart Street, boobies, get us right into the Kevin Smith mindset as well.
Exactly. I'm just trying to set the pace here.
Interior. Silent Rob's Dive Bar. We see a man at the center of a long L-style bar. Silent Rob's is a dive bar in Cranford right off the train tracks. A commuter dive bar. Benny, 33, sits alone talking to the bartender in his glass of beer. He seems a bit distressed.
I thought I knew everything about rhythm. I love all kinds of music. I can play the Wipeout drum solo on any counter surface. I make up songs all the time to garbage crushing when I turn on that compaction plate, the smusher to you layman's.
The bartender is silent, mostly because he's the proprietor of this bar. Silent Rob just looks in Benny's eyes and flashes an assuring smile.
But who could have guessed? I can't tell my right from my left. Left, right, left, right, right, over and over. Harold diddle this right up your brown. I don't know if I'll ever get out of sanitation to be a music producer if I can't even play the drums. I mean, what the hell is a flam anyway?
Benny slams the rest of his beer and wipes his mouth with his jacket sleeve. Just then we see a shoulder lean into frame. We hear the squeaking of the bar stool being dragged closer to Benny. Enter Jenny, mid to late 30s, big brown eyes, dark hair, and reeking of perfume.
A flam is just two hits. One quick one immediately followed by one loud one to sound like one big hit. I did it with Max Weinberg's son when they lived in Ocean County. In fact, he's the first chapter of my new book of short stories on dating in every county in New Jersey.
Stupid. We got to get the prominent references out of the way. Benny looks shocked as Jenny saddles up next to him. He's intrigued by this information.
Ah, regular Sheila E., huh? And every county? Damn, I could never compete with a Jersey girl like you. I'm just a garbage man who wants to be the best boy band music producer in the world. A real Lou Pearlman, you know, except without the handsiness and the affinity for frosted tips.
Jenny gives a what the fuck face. She then continues to share her story. Cut to earlier that morning, Jenny's at her desk. We hear the low-level volume of Whitney Houston playing, a Newark native. She's collating her manuscript. She goes through one more time, counting the number of short stories.
18 Somerset, 19 Sussex, 20 Warren. That's all of them. Wait, that's only 20. I know by the New Jersey Devil's super special alternate jerseys with the stripes that there are 21. For all the counties, this can't be.
She picks up her phone and Googles how many counties in, and it immediately pops up in the state of New Jersey, clearly Googled before. The screen brightens and a clean alphabetical order of the counties pops up. She's right. There's one missing. Union County.
Union County? How could I forget? I was stood up by the great, great, great grandson of William Livingston, the first governor of New Jersey. What a fucking prick. I was so mad that night that I must have tuned it out. Not every day you have to sit alone in the back of Crossroads, a music venue in Garwood, listening to a Gaslight Anthem tribute band. Ugh.
She takes her pork roll, egg, and cheese and throws it across the room in a fit of rage. Cut back to the bar continuous. Benny has been listening to Jenny's story. He is hanging on her every word. He's smitten. We then see a smirk arise from his lovely, dovey face.
Don't you mean Taylor Ham? What, you're from South Jersey or something?
Jenny straightens herself into a full 90-degree angle, then arches her head back.
You too. There's such a place as Central New Jersey. And of course it's pork roll. It's hardly ham. It shouldn't even be considered ham. John Taylor himself had to change the name because the people back in the 1700s knew it wasn't ham.
Benny can't resist. He could wax on about this all day.
Hey, I will leave you with this saying, okay? All Taylor ham is pork roll, but not all pork roll is Taylor ham. Get it? You ask for a tissue or a Kleenex? Well, how about a bandage adhesive or a Band-Aid? See what I'm getting at? The cream always rises to the top, and that top is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R-H-A-M.
Jenny sits quietly for a second, realizing what is at stake here. Arguing about breakfast meat is hardly a story. Perhaps a little bit of fodder, but not enough to sustain a full story. She needs more.
All right, I'll let it go because of all the pork roll. Taylor is my favorite, but it is pork roll. Stated on the box and everything. Just wanted it noted in our meat cute.
Benny perks up at the phrase.
Oh, meat cute, huh? Oh, so this is what you're looking for? your 21st story in the only county you missed? Not you, Y-O-U, but you know, for Union County, get it?
He laughs at his own joke. It is mildly charming to see him try so hard.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I was here in Cranford because I live here, because I don't. I used to live in Toms River, close to the Garden State Art Center. I'll never call it PNC Bank, although I do have an account with them. I moved west last year to just below the Molly Pitcher service area off the New Jersey Turnpike.
Benny scoffs.
Oh man, I hate the Turnpike. What a long road with sporadic exits and everyone is a jug handle. Just make the road veer off early. I mean, why does it have to be like that? It's just plain stupid if you ask me.
Jenny is silent. She begins tapping her long acrylic nails on the bar, a nervous tick. She clears her throat.
Well, I will tell you, they are the safest left turns you will ever make in your life. It's an improvement that's withstood the test of time. Do you know how many Roman chariots tipped over making regular left turns at high speed?
Benny looks a little perplexed.
Romans?
Jenny stands up.
You know what? This was a bad idea. You are the worst person from New Jersey, an ignoramus of the highest order. Taylor Ham's a brand, Benny, not a type of meat. There is a Central New Jersey. It exists. And my grandfather, he was the head of construction for the NJTA. He created the jug handles. He's a lifesaver and a brilliant engineer.
Benny has had it. He's no longer holding back.
Well, you know what? I was pretty intrigued with your stories. You're a pretty face, so I stuck around and really wanted to be a part of your project. Maybe even more, which is why I didn't tell you I'm not from here. But I live in Rockland County, New York. I grew up in a border town, Suffern. New Jersey's always been right down the street. There's no pride in my county. Hell, I don't even know how many counties are in New York.
Jenny looks devastated. She cannot believe what she's hearing.
All my life, I wanted to be proud of where I was from. That's why I became a sanitation worker. That's why I want to right the wrongs of the boy band underbelly. And I actually saw my night and possibly life with you. You know, someone so proud of their roots that they have to write a book about it from every county.
Jenny starts to walk out of the bar.
I have to go. The last train's coming in 3 minutes, but up to 15 minutes late because of ongoing track maintenance.
And he doesn't say another word. He turns back to his seat and motions for another round. Jenny looks back to see their eyes are no longer meeting. She continues out the door. Silent Rob reemerges with beer in hand. He speaks. Am I Silent Rob?
Oh, you can be. Yeah, yeah.
No, you be Silent.
No, Rob. No, please, you do it. You know what I'm doing. This is it's the Kevin Smith like Silent Bob speaks.
Yeah, yeah. Rockland County isn't so bad. I had an aunt who lived in Pearl River. Fun town. Your roots are wherever you want them to be. New Jersey, New York. Just not Florida or Texas. But if you really think you saw your night and possibly life with that woman, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Benny picks his head up from the bar where he's been listening to Silent Rob.
I saw it all. The picket fence, the monthly family New Jersey Transit train pass. I even saw a house down the shore in LBI. I saw everything. What can I do?
Silent Rob puts his hand on Benny's shoulder. I have a 2-bedroom apartment for rent above the bar. One room for you, one for your music production studio. It's available right now, fully furnished. You could move in tonight and technically be from Union County. Benny's eyes go wide.
You mean a real New Jersey's guy? Me?
If he wants it, it's yours. You don't have to say yes. Just go talk to her and see what happens. If tonight was meant to be, it will be. Now, don't be a fanboy. Go get her. Benny gets up and runs to the door. Cut to exterior night outside Silent Rob's. Jenny is impatiently waiting for the train. The track maintenance must be ongoing.
How much does this project mean to you? I mean, could you get by this in one county? I mean, 20 out of 21 is still pretty impressive.
It's over. If I don't have them all, it'll ruin everything. The hardcovers are already made. How can I have a title that's one off?
Benny grabs for her hand and Jenny accepts. She squeezes.
I just wanted to be someone from New Jersey. I wanted to be in the New Jersey Hall of Fame like my grandfather. This book was my jug handle. And now it's ruined. Like the vinyl roofs of cars when I go through Great Adventure Wild Safari off exit 7A on the New Jersey Turnpike.
She starts to cry. Benny holds her close.
Well, what if I told you I have some big news that it's going to turn this night around?
Jenny wipes a couple tears from her cheek.
What if I told you that I am disavowing my New York roots to move to New Jersey, a bustling little town called Cranford, where that 90s Nickelodeon show Pete and Pete was filmed, where Silent Rob's is? Literally, he has a spot above the bar. And if you'll have me, I will sign a lease right now.
Jenny looks at Benny.
You mean it? You'd leave sanitation in Rockland County? You'd leave the border town life for me?
For you, I'd call a pork roll for the rest of my life.
Jenny leans in and kisses him. A deep, sloppy New Jersey style kiss. They don't French here. They Jersey. Cut to black.
Are you still there? Are you still there, Kyle?
I'm more here. I bought Zoom Premium. That's how here I am. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh,
thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. All right. I love it. That's it. That was the break.
Break.
They're very fake. Great. I mean, it nailed it. I don't remember a single thing about Jersey Girl, but I'm sure that was exactly it.
If it just
there's
felt
some publishing, there's music industry. That's all we do.
Yeah.
I think that having a room, there's a second bedroom for music production studio in a furnished apartment is so funny.
It's so like, rare. It's know, so it's rare like, these days.
Oh, that's just your stuff. You just said, yeah, there's a second room. It's for your music production and stuff. It is furnished. There's a bunch of stuff already in that room.
I hope you like beanbag chairs.
Oh, I love that. It brings me back. I don't know if I got all the references. I tried to think about it while we were going through. I think I've heard.
Yeah, there's just
things.
A lot. Yeah, there's just a. It, well, I mean the Kevin Smithy. Silent Rob, Silent Bob. Yeah. I just felt like once we decided on that, I was like, there has to be that moment. There has to be that like great wisdom from the silent guy.
I think there is such an incredible foresight to writing yourself into your own movies as a guy who doesn't talk just to get extra union benefits. I just think it's like, he's like doing the SAG minimum to in each one, like an extra trying to get insurance.
If I work 6 days and don't talk, and I work 2 days and I do talk, it's the same as if I did 12 days if I didn't talk.
All I've ever wanted to be in things is someone who dies, like in like movies and stuff. I wish there was a you can apply to get eaten by a zombie type of like
I'm sure you could.
Website
sure
or like
you
a you can get
it's called
killed.
if you go to makeawish.com.
That's a I'm just a guy looking to be a guy who dies once slowly, so that's why I go to makeawish.com. Well, this is, I mean, I love that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. It was a labor of love. I do want to watch it and see. It's one of the,
see how many similarities are.
What if you're exactly right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what could, as a couple who've written a rom-com and my first time really like delving into that, I see the pattern of like the meat. It's great. There's so much love. And then then that big rift that happens and oh my God, are they going to get back together? And at first you think it's going to be the pork roll Taylor Hambit, but in fact, it's actually his hatred for jug handles and the fact that her grandfather made these jug handles.
Not the fact that he's not from New Jersey is the most devastating.
Well, that's
blow
true.
Of
that's
all.
True. Yeah,
and he's been withholding that from her for too long. You know, so it's really
long.
When it comes out.
The whole time they've
been
at the bar.
It's such a betrayal when it comes out.
It's kind of like our relationship when I told her that I didn't like sports or smoke weed at any point.
Yeah, he did tell me that for a while.
For a little while, and you know,
till you trapped me.
We're married. Going on 6 years now.
Until you wore your giant oversized devil's jersey to the wedding.
I love you, and then you dropped it.
People don't know. But Jersey
girls.
That's
right. You say I love you, and then you can just say, oh, good. I'm glad that you do. And yeah, here are the things that I just lied to you about.
Yeah.
I hope it's still cool.
It's like double jeopardy for emotions. You don't really know, but Jersey Girls is about just girls who wear giant oversized hockey jerseys and really, really long denim jeans on flights.
That'd be amazing.
You need to be able to hear them from 6 to 7 aisles in front or behind because you don't want to get stuck in the middle because they're just going to run right over you. it's really important. They do that out of respect for other people because they can't help themselves because they're from Jersey.
I really distinctly remember a moment I saw Kevin Smith when I first moved to New York, and he was just like in Soho or something while I was exploring around in the big baggy jeans and like a massive, massive, massive like Boston Bruins jersey, like bigger than they would wear to play with pads. And I was telling, and then like a huge
the biggest goalie
hat.
Ever seen.
Truly, it was like, it was like, oh no, our school funding is low. Type of oversized. And I told someone, I was like, yes, I think it was him. And they're like, oh, you, if that wasn't him, that's the saddest man.
Yeah. Cause you know, like that's the whole, like, if you have all this money, you could probably be like the dress down. You know, if I was like a billionaire, I'd be like the dress down billionaire still wearing like, you know, jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh, like going to
I'm gonna go walk into town right now and I'm gonna be in a t-shirt.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna mess with me because I'm a billionaire and who cares.
There's like a bell curve of wearing jeans where if you're
right,
on the edges of
right.
it.
Right. I mean, exactly.
I mean, you're not like a billionaire and you go to weddings now in jeans.
Don't tell people that. Yeah, I get these like
weddings and jeans
really
and
fresh,
fans.
Brand new, clean, unwashed black jeans.
Sure.
And I usually buy a new pair of black on black Vans slip-ons.
Okay.
So from afar, you think that I'm dressed in the part, but if you know, but if you're reception. If you're in like a Catholic wedding and you have to, you know, get on your knees and kneel and stuff, then everyone's gonna see that I got sneakers on. But other than that,
just because the white crew socks will be showing.
hey, I color my socks, man. I don't want to give it all away.
Literally with a Sharpie.
It's exactly right. All of my white socks are Sharpie black.
I do remember for my sister's wedding, my uncle distinctly saying, "It's going to be my nicest Chiefs polo," to my sister, and then showing up in like a Kansas City Chiefs black polo with the red logo instead of a red polo. It's his, what do you call it? A cocktail polo.
Right. A cocktail polo. Very good. Your uncle's got style. I like that.
He does. This is a man who was a mayor of a town of 80, and he won the election all write-in ballots 4-3. And after not voting for himself, and he was then impeached from being mayor because he drunk drove his golf cart to chase down a rabbit and shoot a Roman candle at it. And
oh my God.
This is like a heroic moment. They had a trial, to an impeachment trial in this town of 80. In like the room, I don't know where it would possibly be, the gazebo, and he
all four of them piled into the gazebo. It was a beautiful day.
He told me, he was like, "Well, I have this FDNY hat that I wear with like the two towers on it. You know what I mean? Like the one you'd buy at like from the guy hawking it in the corner of the World Trade Building, or like a very targeted
the base
Instagram
of the Brooklyn Bridge,
or just a Facebook ad for a guy who follows Trump meme pages." And my uncle goes, "Well, I wear this hat because I have to distract them with bigger issues so they know how stupid this is." And I was like, you're going to remind them of September 11th so you don't lose your job as mayor you didn't want?
You can't impeach me. Do you see this hat I'm wearing?
And there was like an article. It did not work.
No, he was fully impeached.
He actually rode out the remainder of his term and he just didn't run for, you know what I mean? It's like if you got impeached on like January 18th of an election year and you're just like, "Well, I could probably just filibuster my way into just not having a job."
There's only one person to filibuster.
Yeah, it's just Jeremy. You just have to talk until Jeremy gets tired.
Yeah, well, what we did was we hid Jeremy's keys and he's been looking for them for the last 2 months.
There is like an article in the Des Moines Register about it, the trial, and it's written by someone who's trying too hard, where it's like,
make it serious.
The mood of regret was palpable throughout the room for his behavior. I'm like, I don't know. It's just, he's literally tapping his face with a pen with the lid off. Like, I don't think he's like drawing little black dots on his cheek. I don't think he cares. You can't really make him too mad. He's the only firefighter. He's not a guy you want. He's the only firefighter in a county. I don't think you can really like be on his bad side. Oh. All right.
That's good. That's good.
We got a couple of games we're going to play here real quick. You can see I've got Heat, Pray, Love over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. We play a game here on the podcast called Before and Afters.
Get ready to play Before and Afters.
And how it works is I smashed two movies together into one. I will read you the smashed together plot. You have to tell me the smashed together title. So, for instance, there could be a cop drama about traveling to find yourself. That could be Heat, Pray, Love. Wolf of Wally Street is one of them. Jersey Gone Girl is another one. You know, you could, a lot of them, none of them are as good as the examples.
So, let's get into it.
Let me think. What, Argo? That's Argo and Fargo put together. I'm only thinking of Ben Affleck movies now.
That's what happens.
It does. So you're more than welcome to go against one another, shout them out on your own, work together to figure it out.
Want to work together to figure them out?
Yeah. Okay. Like to work together.
All right. That's fair. Yeah. We do.
Everyone
like to
says
work
that
together.
Until they get one on their own.
Oh, and then you're there. You feel good.
It's a real boomer style pull the ladder up after you. All right, here we go. Number one. Right. We'll start easy. We'll get more difficult. Number one. A sarcastic, lasagna-loving cat builds a baseball diamond on his farm where ghosts start playing.
Garfield of Dreams.
Garfield of Dreams is correct.
So fast.
They're easy now. They're going to get harder now.
Okay, I didn't get that one, so that's not fair.
Well, did you know that it was Garfield?
I knew it was Garfield. Okay. I was trying to remember Field of Dreams. I know. I've seen it. I haven't seen a lot of movies, but I did see that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't want to get on a Field of Dreams tangent. There's too many things about Iowa. If you go to the Field of Dreams in Iowa, the actual one, it's in Dyersville. It's free. It's a national park. It's very cool, especially if you like baseball. They let you play baseball in the park. And then the house is there, and there's like a family who owns it who tries to charge you to just go in the house.
Oh, that's interesting.
But the field is free. And then there's these people that's like, for $20, you can come inside and look at the field from in here. And you're like, no one wants to go. Everyone wants to see the Titanic, not the room that Leonardo DiCaprio won the ticket playing poker in.
Did they charge the Major League Baseball for having those players come off of their porch and through the field and onto the diamond? That's what I want.
Oh, probably.
That was their. That was probably. That was like their long con. Like, one day MLB is going to give us a lot of money, so we just keep charging $20. People don't want to come. That's fine. But we're going to get that payday.
We're going to charge Aaron Judge so much money to walk down this porch.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. And that'll be $150 for the cleats.
It's just like, there's like pictures. They're like, look, Kevin Costner had coffee near here. Don't you want, like, I'm going to play baseball on the field.
Yeah. What are you doing in the house?
All right. Number two. There's 106 of these. Number two. Shit. While attempting to reunite with its long-lost owner, a sentient toaster falls in love with an intuitive operating system.
Oh, gosh. I'm catching...
Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah. And the other one would be... Oh gosh, I'm thinking of
What is that sentient one?
I'm thinking of Joaquin Phoenix. Am I
Scarlett?
Am I sniffing that out right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Scarlett Johansson?
Maybe where he like falls in love with the AI system. The AI system. God, we're already saying it. It's already just coming out so free and easy. AI this, AI that. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Hal. Was it Hal?
No,
that's not.
I feel like it was a woman.
Harriet.
No.
Brave Little Harriet.
The Brave Little Harriet the Spy.
Brave Little Harriet the Spy.
Is there
something
Harriet.
About a kid sleuth? No? Okay.
I can't believe it because I actually saw
it. Come on, it's right there. You can do it.
It's like my fingers are itching to stealthily Google my phone.
You can do that. No cheating. No cheating, lady.
I know this woman's name.
Yeah,
I will tell you it's not a woman's name.
I know.
Brave little, brave little love bot.
We are looking for the brave little toast. Her.
Oh, her! God, remember,
you know, I was close to the woman's name.
Remember, these are punny.
You said Harriet.
I know. I was her, Harriet, whatever.
Her, Harriet. I feel like she was like sexier than the name Harriet would imply.
Yeah.
It's like kind of an old woman.
That's subjective, by the way. I'm sure there are plenty of beautiful Harriets.
I told you, no one sticks together in this game.
Oh, you're right. We've only done two.
Teamwork breaks down quickly. Next one. A just paroled inmate must fly home aboard a dangerous plane, and when he lands, his destitute family plans to infiltrate the lives of a wealthy household. Wow, this one is actually pretty hard. Seemed easy when I knew the answer up top.
The half one, it's Con Air, but what's the second half?
I'm always like, it seems easy when you see the answer and wrote it.
Right.
I feel
right.
Like, you know what, is there something with like, because air, is there something with like air, like H-E-I-R? You know what I mean?
Well, you're getting somewhere. Look at
this. I don't know. I'm just thinking of
Con.
Playing off the words.
Con Harris?
I can try and make this one. Just paroled inmate must fly home aboard a dangerous prison plane. And when he lands, his destitute family infiltrates the lives of a wealthy household. and he begins living in their secret basement.
Ooh.
I tried to expand a little bit.
No, I like what you did there. Oh God.
It's the basement.
They're not all pretty like Toast Her and Garfield of Dreams, as seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I get it. This is kind of,
I don't think I know. There's someone slipping in the basement.
Well, somebody living in a basement trying to get at. You see, you're looking at two parents here who have been watching.
I make them watch too much TV. That's the
and my movie acumen.
Yeah, blame it on me. But your TV acumen's through the roof. Okay.
It's true. It's not helping me right now. So, I don't know. Con Harry in a coal mine.
This is
Con. Oh, that's a police. That's a police
this
song.
This is Con Harriet the Spy. we're looking for Con Parasite.
Oh, Parasite.
It's a tough movie to
synop. I know. You know what? I got the SAG screener, but I never didn't watch it.
That's okay. Because
I make you watch TV every night.
Okay. I've got three more here. A gelatinous alien wreaks havoc on a town while an obsessive patient humorously stalks his psychiatrist during his family vacation.
I like that I can get half of them pretty close. The first part, a gelatinous alien.
Because what's the second one? What's the truth about Bob? No.
Yeah.
What about Bob? No, that's embarrassing.
I know, but you did
but
it.
But I did it. I've seen it. I have got
baby steps everywhere. Baby steps everywhere. Gelatinous alien. Yeah.
Wreaks havoc on a town.
What about alien? No. I was thinking about alien, but that doesn't make sense because you wouldn't feed us alien, and they don't go anywhere. They're in space.
But is there anything with Blob in it? There's like Blob and Bob rhyme. Blob about Bob.
Blob about Bob.
What about the Blob? Is correct.
What about the Blob? That's right.
Wow. That's kind of me.
You got it. The Blob. That's been a long time.
Oh yeah.
What about the Blob?
I'm pretty pleased with myself.
Two more.
Be honest.
I see what you did there too. It's you. They were inverted.
I should have written the plots in the other order. I believe. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I have some regrets as well. Harry Regret the Spy. Next up. A nonlinear journey of a young man's infatuation with a woman who doesn't believe in love, exploring the highs and lows of their relationship and his career as a hotshot NASCAR driver.
Okay. Do you know the NASCAR driver one?
It's a Tom Cruise. It's clearly Days of Thunder. Can you read that first part one more time?
A nonlinear journey of a young man's infatuation with a woman who doesn't believe in love, exploring the highs and lows of their relationship and his career as a hotshot NASCAR driver. One of the most fun ones to say.
Is this a Drew Barrymore movie?
It is not.
I don't know.
But if she was in it, I would have believed her being in it as well. Okay. The one
where she like makes out with her teacher? Which one?
Yeah, 50 First Dates, I was thinking of. She probably doesn't believe in love. She's got, well, I guess I missed the entire
part. She's got amnesia.
That's right. Yeah, okay. come on, you're the rom-com one here.
I don't know. This isn't something rom-com. She may not want to love him.
No, it's someone who's just looking for casual play.
What about the... 500 Days of Summer.
500 Days remember. Of Thunder.
500 Days of Thunder is correct.
Oh my God. Joseph Gordon-Levitt obsession has paid off.
Don't. You leave him out of this podcast.
Well, I couldn't think of a title at first.
You know, we
the obsession's
it's,
faded.
It's
when I married you.
Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that. She may have found me on Tinder, but she still had an obsession with JGL. Is now married to a by proxy billionaire.
Yeah, it would never have been me.
Look what I'm left with. That's my pride. Oh.
Hey, you're saying 500 Days of Thundermer on Zoom, so that's good. That's basically that's a billionaire of the soul. All right, final one.
Hey, last one, toughest one.
A young chess prodigy grapples with the pressures surrounding his talent, hoping to take inspiration from his dying father's larger-than-life tales, unsure of which are true or false.
Okay, we're back at Joaquin, because that's what Fishtail. No, that wasn't. Was that Joaquin? What is
the chess one?
No, the chess one.
Was that the Gambit? Was that?
That's Searching for Bobby Fischer. And the other half of that is Fishtail. What the hell's the name of that movie?
It's not Joaquin Phoenix, but I do think you're thinking.
It's not, but yeah, okay. I know it's not Joaquin Phoenix. It's I'm sorry about that. This is just another.
He listens.
It's another fabulous actor who's chiseled that I find my attractive.
Bo is Afraid is actually about Joaquin Phoenix listening to this podcast.
Searching for Bobby Fishmonger.
I think you know it and don't know it at the same time.
I know it and don't know.
I
it
absolutely
at the same time.
Don't know.
I saw this movie in the movie theater, and truth be told, I think it made me cry a little bit thinking about my own father.
It is Tim Burton.
Yes,
people don't remember. Searching for Bob Big Fisher.
Bob Big Fish.
Oh, Big Fish. Fish.
Oh, Bob Friendly Boggle. I was there. Who's the main guy in that?
I don't remember who it was.
Right. Oh, is it Billy Crudup? Billy Crudup. That's who it is.
Yes, and Ewan McGregor plays.
Yeah, I was saying Fishtails.
You haven't mentioned thinking Billy was attractive when we've been watching the morning show.
So well, that's because I keep those connection. That's because I keep those comments to myself. Or I think about them in bed before I go to sleep.
Well, we got a couple more quick games we're going to play. Before we do, I got to give a shout out to some of these titles were written by fans of the podcast on our Discord. Scott's Alive, Ovid Somni. Thank you both for writing some titles in there.
Excellent work.
If you want to join the Discord, it's basically a message board for fans. Go to fart.kyleayers.com. It'll give you a link there. You can play before and afters against our robot on there. All the ones in the history of the show are up there. But we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back to wrap things up. All right, we have a couple more games we're going to play. This game is called Build the Perfect Movie.
Build a perfect movie.
You will be competing against one another in this game. I will give you a category. You have to pick two movies from that category whose Rotten Tomatoes score add up to as close to 100 as possible without going over. So Price is Right rules apply. I'll give you a category. You'll each pick your first movie, and then I'll let you know your scores, and then you can each pick your second one based on that. We're going to do a category I don't think we've ever done before. Movies you like.
Oh.
So movies, you know, we usually do drama or comedy or something like that, but I think we're going to do movies you like. So you each have to pick two.
Spies Like Us.
So you want to do Spies Like Us as your first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spies I bet that's got. I bet that has like a. I would say between 40 and 60.
All right, and Kate, your first movie.
I'm gonna say She's the Man.
Very good.
All right, here we go. Spies Like Us is a 32%.
Ooh.
So Danny, you're gonna be looking for a 68.
68.
Kate, She's the Man is a 44. So you're gonna be looking for a 56. So, Danny, since you have more to gain to make up, you'll pick first. So, we're looking for a 68. A movie you like, 68. Can't go over.
Let's go with, let's keep in the Kevin Smith vein. And I'll go with, you know, preference. It's my what I like. Dogma.
I had already typed it in when you said Kevin Smith, and it's actually that's my favorite Kevin Smith movie. I love.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah.
All right. We have a 44. We're looking for a 56. There's a movie you like, Kate.
56, because it's like getting a little insulting.
Yeah, but that's okay. You got plenty of movies.
Still higher than the first movie.
Okay. For yourself. So you're saying plenty of movies I like are in the 50s. That was pretty insulting. God, I feel like I'm going back to like all the old, you know, drive me crazy.
Okay. Like, drive me crazy.
Drive me crazy. Here we go. She's the Man is a 44%. Drive Me Crazy, 29%. So that's what, a 73? 73?
Yeah, boy.
Spies Like Us is a 32. Dogma, 68. Exactly 100%.
No. Not fair. How'd you do that?
For the third time in the history of the podcast, we have a 100.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Third
so much.
Time ever and back to back episodes somehow. Wow. Like the craziest thing. I was doing everything I could to not just shut my computer down when I saw that number. It's like I knew you were going to spin the dollar on the wheel before you even picked up the wheel.
I wish I had played Price is Right. It's
higher than 60 something.
I'm sorry, Greg.
I would have thought Drive Me Crazy was higher than 20 something, but
critics aren't kind. I have found from playing this Rotten Tomatoes game a lot, if you pick a movie from the 90s or like basically 2005 or earlier, there's only like 11 critics. But if you pick a movie from like 2013, there's 1,500 like what do you call them? Like critics who get to have their thing on there. But there's not a lot of internet critics going back and just reviewing random 90s movies.
So that's what you meant when you were insulting my taste. Mm-hmm. I was going to pick older ones.
Yes.
You're just a pre-internet curated content person. That's all. Our final game we're going to play here is called Guess What Movie Kyle's Dad Is Describing, having only watched the trailer and never having heard of the movie.
Okay. Guess what movie trailer Kyle's dad is describing, having only watched the trailer and never having heard of the movie game.
How this game works is my dad, who has not been to a movie theater since Space Jam 1, will watch a movie trailer, describe what's happening in it, and you have to tell me what movie it's a trailer for.
That's amazing.
Pretty much any movie. Let me see if I can. I should have a decent amount of them pulled up here. All right, here we go. What movie trailer is this a description for?
Okay. So there's a guy who hires the girl to help him be a security officer for secrets. It's illegal. And it's mostly shots of his face really close. The infrastructure is crumbling and really bizarre. The world bends over and no one seems very concerned. And then everyone is sleeping in beds with IVs hooked up to themselves. Everyone in ties, they're professionals. Some of this might be in space. What is this noise that keeps happening?
What is it? Avatar?
I don't know.
I think about like the guy like can't use his legs and he's hooked up to an IV, but that's not all of them. I'm also thinking of that movie where they. I don't know. I'm completely lost. Your father has got me very confused.
I'm
blind. He's hooked up to IVs, and there's
it might be in space. So it might really be a little bit too. In
space. I'm gonna go with Full Metal Jacket.
It is not Full Metal Jacket.
I'm throwing my answer away.
I got nothing. I mean, you threw me saying that.
I don't know.
I was thinking like Ocean's 11 or something for a minute, but then,
they're not in space.
Yeah.
It's Spaceballs, actually.
That actually might be a movie he's seen, although not Star Wars, so I don't think he knows it's a spoof. For this one, we are looking for Inception.
Inception. Son of a bitch. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's embarrassing.
I wouldn't say it is.
did you hear his dad?
I would say there's something a little more embarrassing about getting it.
And what's that noise? That should have been the.
That's maybe the closest thing to a giveaway in that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as had he not just made it. Well, that brings us to the end of the episode. Kate, Danny, thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you for having us.
Never seen so Jersey fun. Girl.
Boy,
we're gonna watch. We're gonna watch.
I'm gonna get our version made. That's you hear me now. You go to my blogspot.com.
Even before the first day prophecy, you know this one's gonna be your baby now.
Even before our book becomes.
If you want to watch Jersey Girl, I think it's only on Criterion. So go click that up. No, I don't know. You can probably get it anywhere. Let everyone know anything you'd like to let them know. Let them know about the first day prophecy. Let them know anything going on.
Please. You want me to do it? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We got a book we wrote called The First Day Prophecy, which is a rom-com, adult rom-com, loosely based on our meet cute. Because she's creepy and she found me on Twitter.
You know, initial swipe left, but then the swipe right when I deleted and re-added to find you again.
That's what she did.
It's all in there.
You know, that's it. I said I wasn't going to tell you about the level of my sports enthusiasm and the amount of marijuana I consumed, and you didn't tell me for a month that you had gotten rid of Tinder and been a creep and refound me. And we're still married. So, you know.
There you go. It's like
and we have another book coming out in May that's a standalone, but also a companion to the world called Road Trip Rewind.
Great.
That's our Back to the Future.
That's right.
I think they said Back to the Future meets kind of 10 Things I Hate About You. They go back to the 90s for half the book. So
that's
in an old 2000 Jetta, very much like the Jetta we used to drive, RIP. But yeah,
great.
So it's been fun. It's been fun. Thank Parenting you. Together, writing books together.
Yeah.
Fighting about it occasionally, but mostly not.
Mostly not. No, it's pretty cool to be able to collaborate with your spouse.
Yeah.
And not, we don't get out much, so we might as well do something productive while we're stuck in our apartment, not getting sleep.
Thank you both. If you guys are listening, I'm going to have a link to the book and all that information in the description, whether you're listening or watching or anything like that. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
That's it for us. For myself, for Kate and Danny, thank you so much for listening. Go check out their book, The First Date Prophecy, a hilarious and nostalgic love story. And go check out kyleairs.com/shop, patreon.com/neverseenit. All those are your ways to support the show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day.